interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana. Your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
He says he is not going to be the villain in this story. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The president's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, lashes out.
The man doesn't tell the truth, and it's sad that I should take responsibility for his dirty deeds.
Except that Cohen got 36 months in prison for lying to Congress and campaign finance violations. Fox's John Decker live at the White House.
Speaking on ABC's Good Morning America, Michael Cohen, President Trump's former lawyer, said the president was intimately involved in those payments to two women who alleged they had sexual relationships with Mr. Trump years before he became president.
He directed me to make the payments. He directed me to become involved in these matters.
The president telling Fox News that Cohen's lying.
I never directed him to do anything wrong.
Cohen says federal prosecutors possess a substantial amount of information that corroborates that he is telling the truth. Dave?
John, there's a new Trump investigation into his inaugural committee, which raised a record nearly $107 million. Prosecutors want to know if donors expected favors and if money was misspent.
According to tax documents, about $60 million went to vendors, though it's unclear what they spent it on. Another $4.6 million went to salaries, and $5 million was given out in the form of grants. But that still leaves tens of millions unaccounted for. The inaugural committee says it was in full compliance, quoting here, finances were fully audited internally and independently and are fully accounted.
Fox's Trace Gallagher. An autopsy will be done on a 7-year-old migrant girl who died hours after she and her father and a large group of others were caught crossing into New Mexico. Border Patrol officials have said she didn't eat or drink for days before being taken into custody. Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen just told Fox News it's heart-wrenching, but
this is just a very sad example of the dangers of this journey. This family chose to cross illegally.
On Wall Street, could be a sell-off this morning. Dow futures down nearly 200. This is Fox News.
All money managers might seem the same, but while some give their clients cookie-cutter portfolios, Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to your goals and needs. Some only call when they have something to sell. Fisher calls regularly, so you stay informed. And while some advisors are happy to earn commissions whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come from other money managers. So if you're in or nearing retirement, talk with us and find out why investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
Well, the House joined the Senate, putting pressure on Saudi Arabia, which in turn could put pressure on President Trump.
Several Senate Republicans joined every Democrat, a 56-41 vote, calling for an end to U.S. military support in Yemen.
What the Khashoggi event did was to demonstrate, hey, maybe this isn't a regime that we should just be following that eagerly into battle.
Utah Republican Mike Lee sponsored the non-binding resolution, along with Vermont Independent Bernie Sanders. In a separate, unanimous resolution, the Senate placed responsibility for the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi with the Saudi crown prince. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Well, President Trump has said he's skeptical of the reported CIA conclusion the crown prince did play a role in the murder. The House and Senate both also approved a bill changing the way lawmakers can deal with sexual misconduct allegations after several in Congress resigned. Now, the legislation would make them personally pay for any settlements, and it requires public reporting. The Christmas market is back open this morning in Strasbourg, France, under heavy security after police hunted down and killed in a shootout Sharif Shakat. the guy who attacked the market Tuesday night, killing 3 people, wounding 13 more.
Shekat had a long history of convictions for various crimes, including robberies. He'd also been on a watch list of potential extremists. Prosecutors believe he shouted, "God is great," in Arabic as he attacked people.
That's Fox's Simon Owen. A dramatic ending on Thursday night football.
Rivers passes. Caught for the touchdown by Williams.
The Chargers scored with just seconds to play, but instead of kicking an extra point to take the Chiefs into overtime, L.A. went for two and won the game, beating Kansas City 29-28 on Fox. Both teams are now 11-3 on the season and tied atop their NFL division. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Rich Hancock with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Email threats caused evacuations and building sweeps across the country Thursday, including central Illinois. The city of Urbana, Decatur Memorial Hospital, Decatur Manor Healthcare, and three businesses in Champaign got multiple email threats. Police investigated each incident but found them not credible. USA Today reported late Thursday the threats were a cyber hoax. Central Illinois blood donors are asked to help a 2-year-old Florida girl diagnosed with cancer. She needs transfusions but has a rare blood type. Donors must have parents who are 100% Pakistani, Iranian, or Indian, and must have an O or A blood type. Urbana police are reportedly investigating after a man was shot in the arm on South Smith Road near Lantern Hill Drive. Investigators say the victim is an unidentified 24-year-old Urbana man. He remains in serious condition while the investigation is ongoing. You're up to date. I'm Rich Hancock.
In your vehicle, Midas covers you with ASC certified technicians, installing the right parts at a competitive price. Owner and manager Dave Peters' crew has the skill to save you time and money on repairs. Quality service is standard at your Urbana Midas store, ensuring your satisfaction. Get an oil change, engine and transmission work, brake service, tires and alignment, batteries, and of course, mufflers and exhaust. See Midas for manufacturer's scheduled maintenance for all makes. Service? It's spelled M-I-D-A-S. They're on West University, Urbana.
Join the Champaign Parks Foundation as they raise money for the new Martin Center, an innovative community center to be built in North Champaign at Ties and Tinnies, January 10th at 5 p.m. at the Virginia Theater. Tickets are $50. Include heavy hors d'oeuvres from Biagi's, V Picasso, Baxter's, Dish Passionate Cuisine, CNC's Kitchen, and Sugar by Sarah. Enjoy live music, a wine pool, cash bar, and fun raffle opportunities. Buy your tickets at champagneparks.com. Break out your ties and cocktail dresses, then mix it all up with your best pair of sneakers. More at champagneparks.com.
Hi, it's Jay Layman, former University of Illinois All-American linebacker and Rose Bowl team captain. When I remodeled my kitchen and I needed new appliances, the choice for me was simple. I went to family-owned Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. I went there because of the outstanding customer service and the incredible selection. They offer outstanding quality with a free 10-year protection plan. I have nothing to worry about when it comes to my new appliances. I have Appliance World peace of mind. So the next time you're looking for quality appliances with great customer service, visit Dick Van Dyke Appliance World on North Neal, located just before the interstate in Champaign, the largest independent appliance dealer in central Illinois. Or online, it's appliance-world.com. That's appliance-world.com.
Check your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service. Diane Ducey.
Foggy and misty today. A high 47 down to 36 this evening. Still a 30% shot at showers. We've got a high of 44 tomorrow. A 30% chance of rain early, then down to 28 with partly cloudy conditions on Saturday night. Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, we're sunny with the temperatures inside 40. So I'm looking forward to all these mild conditions. We usually don't get this on December 14th. It's 45 now. ESPN 93.5.
Okay, I'm getting back to the regifting. If you get a nice gift and you genuinely have two and you give it away, is it bad? We got some interesting texts coming in. Stand by. ESPN 935-359-2255 is the number to text us. 13th Congressional District Congressman Rodney Davis has dropped by. How are you, Congressman?
I'm doing great. I got a quick question for you, though, Stevie. Is it re-gifting if I've only brought one fruitcake in, but I ate half of it on the way here, so you only get half of it for Christmas?
As long as you package it so it doesn't look like you ate half.
Sometimes you'll buy half a watermelon at the grocery if you put saran wrap over it. So I think that's acceptable.
Okay. Well, I need some duct tape.
Are you a fruitcake guy?
You know what? I can't eat
fruitcake. There's too many things in there for me.
But you know what? There is a friend of mine, Earl Blumenauer, represents out in Oregon, and he makes his own fruitcake, and he brings it to his friends in Congress, and he had a TV crew come follow him, and he delivered one to me. Earl and I are really good friends, and I gave him a pre-made fruitcake, and then he actually has an ice cream that uses his fruitcake recipe that he gave me, too, and it is really good.
You know what? I sense it's kind of like sauerkraut. It depends on what you get, because you can probably get a great fruitcake, and you can probably get a really bad fruitcake. So I guess
that's true, but if you ever get a chance to eat Earl Blumenauer's fruitcake ice
cream.
That's
the deal. Okay.
Well, I had it for supper two nights ago.
Okay, so it must be really good.
Yeah.
Okay, item one, how is Taylorville? How are you guys surviving from the tornado?
Yeah, thank you both for asking. Devastating storm, the worst storm to hit my hometown since I've lived there for 41 years. It really knocked out, unfortunately. It went right through the heart of our community and really right through the heart of our community that can afford it the least, especially right before the holidays. I was out in another part of my district that day, and I waited for the storm to break over in Macoupin County and then followed the tornado back to Taylorville, and I got there before they closed some of the roads. And, you know, you're on the phone the whole way back, and I'm finding out anecdotes about friends' houses that have been hit, and I immediately went to a couple, and they got hit. There were homes just completely lifted off their foundation, destroyed, people put into the hospital still recovering, but thankfully nobody perished. And I got to see the devastation the next day when daylight broke.
It was flattened. It was gone, right?
It was tragic in certain areas. That next morning, Stevie, I got in my truck at daybreak, threw a chainsaw in the back, extra gas and what have you, and I immediately went into the fire station where they did an emergency operations center meeting again. Somebody walked into the fire station that I knew and used to work with years ago. She's a diabetic. She couldn't get back to her house to get her diabetes medicine. Yeah. And I said, that's all right. You get in my truck with me. And I took a friend, and we had to go get her some food.
Somewhere, yeah.
And then we went over to her house that she was renting, and we had to break the garage door the rest of the way to get it off to be able to get her in to get her diabetes medicine. And I never left that street after we were able to get her car out. I never left that street until the governor came later in the afternoon, and I didn't realize there were so many volunteers from surrounding areas that had already come in and have done so much that day one, and they're still doing it, but there's still a lot of need.
Good of you to roll up your sleeves and help. That's awfully good.
That's what small-town America is about. And I wasn't surprised that I had my friends and neighbors walking right beside me. I was blessed. Where I live on the east side of town, nothing. Didn't even lose our power. Mm-hmm. Where I grew up on a little bit west of there, the far west side, nothing. Didn't lose their power. But it went right through the heart of our community where I spent most of my life in downtown and what have you. And you know, a big decision was made by our fire chief that day. He canceled the Christmas parade.
Wow.
And if he would not have done that, we would have had hundreds of people lined up right in the path of where the tornado went through the middle of town.
Yeah.
Imagine if he was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
There probably would have been people saying, how could you ever trust the weather report? That'd be on the agenda for the next 5 city council meetings.
Yeah.
But let's remember this one the next time a town doesn't get hit, but a public official has to make a tough decision.
Yeah,
like
let them go because you never know, right?
Yeah.
Okay, will there be a government shutdown in a week?
Boy, I certainly hope not. I hate them. I despise them. Been through too many of them. Some lasting weeks, like in 2013, and some starting at midnight, and we ended it before anybody woke up.
Mm-hmm. What does it mean to me? What does it mean, Central Illinois?
This one would actually be a partial shutdown because, unlike past years, we passed a good number of our appropriations bills, so they're already in law. Defense isn't going to be affected. Some of the other agencies won't be affected, but agencies that are important to Central Illinois, like at USDA and others, will be affected. And Department of Homeland Security will be seriously affected. So we've got to have some agreement. I'm urging the president, I'm urging the leaders of both parties, let's put a good agreement together, and let's come back in a divided government, and let's work out some principled compromise.
I suggested that, you know, it's so hypocritical because every Democrat's on video saying they support border security and all this.
And they voted for the wall that already exists.
Yeah, fencing wall, whatever it was. Everybody, but so they're against it because this is Donald Trump. They can't give him a victory. Yeah. So Donald Trump ought to get what he can get, high five up and down the halls, claim victory, thank Nancy and Chuck Public. It'll drive him nuts.
Because
what else are you going to do?
Well,
I mean, does it mean you have to stay at Christmas time in Washington if they have a partial shutdown?
Yeah.
So Congress and Senate, everybody have to stay out there.
It would depend on how long it lasted. But
it's not going to get you any friends.
No, it's not going to get leadership in both parties any friends. But, you know, in all honesty, it's very frustrating. We have invested historic amounts in border security, and people want to call something a fence. Well, if I put a fence that's along our border and along the San Ysidro port that they closed down a few weeks ago because of the caravans, you want to call that a fence? Yeah, try to get that passed through your local homeowners association. Yeah, it's a freaking wall.
Yeah, right.
And border security, when these structures have been put up, we've reduced the amount of illegal immigration upwards of 90%. We just want people to follow the laws. If you're an asylum seeker, go to a port of entry. Yeah. We have laws that are there. But what happens is those who need help the most are the ones most affected when we see people trying to come into our country.
Infiltrate, really.
To
right?
violate the law. I'm a lawmaker. I cannot condone that.
Yeah. What is wrong and unreasonable and bigoted about saying, follow the law, follow the system? I'm all for anybody who wants to come here, but they just fill out the stuff. Yeah. You wouldn't take your front door off your house. You wouldn't allow anybody in because you'd want to know who they are. What's wrong with that?
Yeah, and that's what we're up against. It's more of the far right and the far left talking points that when it comes to immigration reform that everybody talks about instead of, hey, we've invested this many billions of dollars in border security now. We had an immigration reform bill that would have given President Trump $25 billion to complete the wall along the southern border in areas where we need a structure, and no Democrats voted for it. That bill would have fixed the DACA problem, given legal status.
2 million people, Dreamers, right?
I mean, DACA and Dreamer kids.
It was a deal. It was a compromise.
They would have stopped any family from being separated at the border unless they suspected somebody of human trafficking. It also would have helped fix our immigration system that I can tell you go to my office out here in Champaign about every day, you can see people trying to go through the legal process, and it is frustrating, it is bureaucratic, and it is costly. And those fixes were in that bill, too.
Well, it's Congressman Rodney Davis, 13th Congressional District. If you don't give him more than 1.3, the government's shutting down. He's pretty adamant about it, so they're going to have to do something. Nancy and Chuck are going to have to do something with this.
Well, if they say 1.3 is too much, then this one's on them.
Well, he's claimed that he'll take responsibility, and they're trying to lop it on him, but the point is it's dysfunctional. Get it done.
It is. Trust me. I'm one of the voices out in D.C., as you know, that screams, come on, let's find common ground. We did it with the farm bill just this week. We do it with so many good pieces of legislation.
Prison reform, I think, was working its way
through. Prison reform, the First Step Act, has already passed the House, and criminal justice reform is a huge boost to really clearing our jails out of petty drug offenders that, because of minimum sentencing in some cases, may have spent more time in jail than Jared the Subway guy, a freaking pedophile.
Yeah.
You mentioned the farm bill. Talk about that passing.
Yeah, it's great. It's one that I'm glad to have been a part of from the beginning to the end, just like the one that passed in 2014. But the good news is when you pass a fiscally conservative bill that saved taxpayers $112 billion in 2014 and the farming programs that exist in there, our farmers and producers are happy with, because even though they have skin in the game, it's very, very cost-effective policy. We were able to take that successful policy this time and just tweak it around the edges. Our farmers are very happy. But remember, the Farm Bill, 80% of it's our food stamp program.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we didn't invest enough because of fights that the Democrats waged against us. We tried, as Republicans, to invest $1 billion to fill in the cracks that exist in our workforce training system. We are at a point right now where we have more jobs available in this country than people applying. We have 9 million more people on SNAP benefits, food stamps in this country today, when unemployment is 3.7%. Than when it was almost 10%.
They don't want to work?
Government programs should never encourage
them to not
anyone
work.
To be on them in perpetuity. Mm-hmm. And what we tried to do was reform a waiver process. Even the Rauner administration asked for waivers from the Clinton-era work requirements. Those are the law now. that the state of Illinois gets a waiver from the federal government from them. What we want to do was invest in education so that if you want to go get education and training at Parkland, but you can't go to school for 16 weeks and the certificate you're trying to get maybe takes 8, and then you can go into a job that's a full-time job paying upwards of 70 grand delivering fast food at place at McLean Trucking in Taylorville. They're paying 70K to do that. You shouldn't have to have the bureaucracy work against somebody who wants to get their family out of poverty.
The worst thing you can do to a human being is keep them under your thumb.
Yeah.
I mean, why not? This independence, self-reliance gives them initiative and hope and all the good things. It's terrible.
I got laughed at when I said $70,000 a year jobs are available even in rural communities like Taylorville. And I had a newspaper reporter who didn't believe me call down to the local facility, and they're like, oh, yeah. We cannot hire enough truck drivers. And with that many people in America on food stamps today, why in the world wouldn't we help fill in that crack to allow them to get an 8-week course paid for and then pair them up with a job? Imagine going in 8 weeks, going from wondering what you can and cannot purchase with your link card at the grocery store to being able to make $70,000 a year. That is life-changing for families
in
poverty.
It's totally the right thing to do. It's Congressman Rodney Davis. Okay, any predictions finally about what we're going to – I hope you don't have to spend Christmas in Washington.
I think we'll get there. Okay.
It's going to have to be more than 1.3. He's not going to – he's dug in.
Well, we'll see what the final agreement is, but I think when you look ahead, he's in the midst of hiring for a new chief of staff. I think we'll come up with a good principal compromise, and then that's what I hope we get on issues like infrastructure investment. Yeah. I hope we get good principal compromises on – I'm making sure our tax bill has permanency for individual families. Those are the things I hope to work on.
Well, listen, we appreciate you stopping by. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Gosh, before you know it, you'll be in the midst of another campaign.
Oh, and my job, it never stops.
I mean, it's just, you're running all the time, man.
Well, I said that since I met you on day one. This job is a job interview I have every 2 years in November.
Well, why do you do it?
I enjoy legislating. I enjoy helping people. That as much as you get, as much flack as one would get when it comes to the politics of it, being able to walk in and make a difference, helping somebody who, you know, you may not have even known they had an issue with immigration. You may not have known they had an issue with the IRS. I took a call yesterday when I landed in St. Louis from coming back from D.C. from somebody I knew in Decatur. His son's girlfriend's passport was lost, and they're leaving to go out of the country on Saturday. So we make sure that they get an appointment, get a place in line, help give them the advice, get them to where they need to go so she can get a passport today and they can leave tomorrow. Those are things that our office works on. Those are just the small issues that our office works on besides the policy issues and people calling in that agree with what we do and people calling in that we disagree with what they do, and we talk to every one of them.
Well, we appreciate what you're doing for the 13th Congressional District. Keep the fight, and good luck. And here's hoping we figure out the immigration stuff. And thank you for doing it.
Thank you, buddy. Thanks for having
me
on.
Nice to see you.
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Happy New Year.
You too, Rodney. ESPN 93.5, Congressman Rodney Davis.
From the Fox Business Network, Dow futures dropping as we head towards the open. One reason, signs of slowing growth in China, the world's second biggest economy. The Trump administration will reportedly make it official, maybe today, a tariff hike on $200 billion worth of Chinese goods will be put off until March 1st. And China says it will suspend additional tariffs on U.S.-made vehicles and auto parts for 3 months as the two countries try and reach a trade deal. Twitter, having its best year ever. The social network stock has surged nearly 50% since the beginning of 2018, crushing competition from Facebook and Snap. Daily active users on Twitter rose by 9% in the third quarter. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Carol Zimmer.
Dana Perino.
I think that trust is becoming the most important factor in news.
Harris Faulkner.
Our responsibility is to ask the questions that are difficult and to demand answers of those people who are in power.
With the experience I've had in working at the White House, I think I'm better able to understand what's going on behind the scenes.
I'm part of that machinery at Fox News that works so hard to make sure that you not just know it first, but that you know it correctly.
On Fox News Channel, real news, real honest opinion.
Hi, I'm Habib Habib, and this is your Motivational Minute. Life is similar to family vacations. Family vacations are fun and lasting memories, yet they can be challenging. We may be riding through beautiful scenery, yet the children keep saying, "Are we there yet? Are we there yet?" Also, some adults are too tense and stressed, making everyone miserable until they get to their destination, ruining the ride. Life is similar to vacations in that we tend to look only at the destination rather than enjoying the ride. We suffer while waiting for the perfect day and the perfect life. Here are some secrets to enjoy life and family vacations. Set realistic expectations. Don't overschedule. Document happy memories. Allow yourself to be easy on yourself. Make peace with others and be grateful. Friends, let's take it easy on ourselves as we travel through life. Let's unwind and enjoy life as it's happening. Happy holidays from all of us at BPC and A&R Mechanical. May you be blessed in every way.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
Some job boards make you sort through tons of the wrong resumes, which makes finding a great candidate like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. That's not smart. The smart way? ZipRecruiter. They actively find and invite qualified candidates to apply. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire.
Try ZipRecruiter now for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Join the Champaign Parks Foundation as they raise money for the new Martin Center, an innovative community center to be built in North Champaign at Ties and Tinnies, January 10th at 5 p.m. at the Virginia Theater. Tickets are $50, include heavy hors d'oeuvres from Biagi's, V Picasso, Baxter's, Dish Passionate Cuisine, CNC's Kitchen, and Sugar by Sarah. Enjoy live music, a wine pool, cash bar, and fun raffle opportunities. Buy your tickets at champagneparks.com. Break out your ties and cocktail dresses, then mix it all up with your best pair of sneakers. More at champagneparks.com.
When your car breaks down, you realize just how much you need it. And when it breaks down, Beaumont Alignment Plus steps up. For routine maintenance like brakes, oil changes, tune-ups, batteries, and tires, you can count on Beaumont Alignment Plus. Bigger issues, including alignment, suspension work, starters, alternators, transmission, require specialists. So get to know Beaumont Alignment Plus for your vehicle repairs. With locations on Bloomington Road and Denison Drive in Champaign, you're never far from the help you need. It's good to know the quality service is still affordable at Beaumont Alignment Plus.
This is Eric Bullen with Provident Financial Group. At Provident, our job is to help clients plan for and get through some of life's toughest challenges. Our mission is to provide each of our clients with individualized strategies, premier service, and independent thinking to help them achieve their financial goals. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign or call 217-366-3456 or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
TISO is the official watch of the NBA. Each one of Tissot's timepieces delivers quality performance and traditional luxury. The Tissot Chrono XL is a great watch for those looking for a sporty chronograph with Swiss technology at an unbeatable price. While the Tissot PR100 family of watches brings together sporty and feminine details for a collection that is bold, romantic, and ideal for the modern woman. Shop Tissot at us.tissotshop.com and at select watch and jewelry stores nationwide.
ESPN 93.5, happy to welcome in our studio. Our studio is lifted up with Sylvia and Shannon from the Empty Tomb. How are you?
Good morning.
What
good morning. Wonderful morning buzzing around.
This is radio. We're on YouTube Live. You can check it out. What are you wearing?
We are the queen bees. We are the original queen bees.
There you go.
And we even recently did a rap, which will be actually on television next week.
Excellent.
And so we are trying to draw attention to the fact that just like we know people care locally, and they do, we see it every day at MTV.
Yeah,
right.
That we're trying to get people to care about these kids, these little kids dying in 40 countries overseas. So we figure maybe people will look at us when we look like the queen bees.
Okay, so you are doing this for attention.
Yes, we're doing it for attention, okay, for the children.
Let's
for the children.
Break it down. Empty Tomb is what, Sylvia?
Empty Tomb is a Christian research and service organization. And on a local level, we coordinate direct services. People who care, Christians in various churches say, wow, I want to make a difference. I'll deliver furniture. I'll deliver food. I'll donate money so you can help pay people, pay their bills. Agencies call us. So that's on the local level.
Can help them with medicine that they can't afford. They don't have insurance.
That's right.
People need their medicine.
That's right. That's right. And so we do that kind of thing locally. And then in our research, we have found that there are these little kids. Now progress has been made and fewer little kids have been dying over the decades. Praise the Lord. But there is still what we call the promise gap. World leaders set this goal, and then the number of kids that are actually dying in 40 countries, they can't quite get over the hump. Churches are already there. So what we want to do now is kind of build the same sort of bridge.
Yes, supply the lines.
Okay, yeah. And you're asking people for what?
$50 once a year.
Once a year.
Wow. One mission match.
Yes. Mission match.
Mission match.
Right, okay. Yep. So and how would they, and this $50 will go to help these children dying necessarily with stuff we can fix if we can reach them.
Goodness.
Okay.
Yes, and the thing is that with the churches already being there, churches apply, match 85% of your donation, and do projects right to help these kids.
Yeah. Yes, and we don't have to make up the projects. The churches are already there. They just need help.
Okay, so you need a little money. So how do people give the money?
MissionMatch.org.
That's easy. MissionMatch.org. And the little bees running around my studio would appreciate it if you would give $50. It's not very much.
Once a year, yeah. We pull it. You know, people say, oh, will my $50 make a difference? Well, by itself, it'll make a tiny bit of difference. But when we pull it with lots and lots and lots and lots,
As well. I mean, it really can add up.
There you go. And the fact is, you know, we were just thinking about this. Do the mothers in these countries love their babies the same way we do here? Yes, they really do. And so the fact is that Jesus
loves the little children of the world. That's the buzz. And we're going to match our love with his by $50 once a year to missionmatch.org.
Okay, great. Now, if somebody's, cleaning out and they have gently used clothing, furniture, things like that, you guys are located right off 4th Street?
Yes, our local needs. Furniture, kitchen tables and chairs, beds, dressers. We need those clothes. Male, female, children clothes, household goods, not large appliances, please. And thank you.
Yeah, okay.
Right.
Yes.
Keep up your good work. You're doing good work. You are.
And emptytomb.org.
Yes.
Okay.
MissionMatch.org for this and EmptyTomb.org, you said?
Mm-hmm. EmptyTomb.org.
Okay.
Let's local giving. Yes. Local. If you're concerned about local, we can help you there.
Great.
And if you are willing to build that bridge, go over that bridge for the kids as well, $50 a year, I think we can do it.
I know we can. Keep up your good work.
Thank you so much.
Shannon,
Merry
Sylvia.
Happy New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year. Merry Christmas. ESPN 93.5.
Big Grove Tavern in downtown.
Fog happening until 10, they're saying. 30% chance of rain, mainly after midnight tonight. And in the wee morning hours tomorrow on Saturday, we've got rain in the forecast before noon. Then partly sunny, high 44 down to 28. Sunshine expected with a high 47 on Sunday. We're currently at 45. Foggy, misty, ESPN 93.5.
Okay, earlier we were talking about if somebody gives you something and you have another one like it, is it so wrong to what's called re-gift? Is it not the right? Should you give it to charity versus giving it to your best friend because it's there? it's new and you already have one, but Carla was so thoughtful in giving that to you. 359-2255, we have some text on that.
Scott's saying, it's not if you give it to someone who would like it better than you. Just make sure it's not giving back to the person or their direct circle of friends.
Because you can't remember. That's the problem. You don't know because you don't write down who gave you this. Nobody recalls where you got it.
Well, and that was the situation with Jordan. Totally fine, but my wife and I got a gift from during our wedding. We never used it, and a friend came over and asked if my wife asked if she'd like to have it. Unfortunately, this was the person who gave it.
Well, then there's the question of how's that person remember what they gave you?
Well,
really?
I mean, my mom always gave a casserole dish to...
So you'd recognize the casserole.
Yeah, that's right.
I got you.
So a lot of people do the
same thing.
Same thing.
Okay, I got you. So you ask your friend if you want the gift they gave you.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
All right.
That's awkward.
Jason said, if I give a gift to someone and they have it already, I want them to take it back and get something they don't have. So...
Well, there's that, but then what if you go on your honeymoon or whatever and forget and it's past 30 days and it's not exchangeable or whatever. I don't know.
And Lindy's saying my family's going to do a re-gifted grab bag for a game this year.
So give what Bob gave me, my brother, and then I'll just give it back to kind of, okay.
Make it a game.
359-2255, is it so wrong? I mean, certainly bad form to give to the person that gave it to you, but the problem is you don't remember.
Fly into the holiday season with Cardinals Ticket Packs. 5, 6, and 10-game ticket packs are on sale now and feature 2019's top games and promotional dates. Choose from the opening day pack, the jersey pack, the bobblehead pack, Cubs pack, and more. For a limited time, upgrade your pack to a premium pack to guarantee all-included promo items. Ticket packs start at just $54 and are on sale now. Get yours at cardinals.com/holiday.
36 countries, thousands of artisans, and countless stories. They all come together when you experience 10,000 villages in downtown Champaign. You'll discover skillfully handcrafted jewelry, home decor, and more. Your purchase will bring dignity to families, feed and educate their children, and allow them to live happier and healthier lives. Experience unique handmade wonders of the world at 10,000 Villages, your fair trade retailer. Located at 105 North Walnut, downtown Champaign. Visit 10,000villages.com.
Celebrate Stone Creek Golf Club's 20th season with a yearly membership pass now on sale. For wintertime dining, enjoy Addie's Bar and Grill. It's open to the public year-round. Make daily lunch or dinner an occasion with party and event rooms for your friends and clients. Their warm atmosphere and 11 TVs for viewing sports makes dining an inviting alternative. Delicious entrees, sandwiches, and appetizers with drinks make Addie's your favorite neighborhood eatery. Take some time to dine off South Windsor in Urbana.
Hi, it's Stevie J. When I needed a new roof, I called Roof Doctors. Actually, called a lot of roofing companies, good estimates. But you know, I felt great talking to Randy. I felt that he was honest, reliable, and affordable, and I felt I could trust him. You know what? I was right. They did a terrific job. After they did my roof, I had him do my mom's roof. You know how much you have to like a company to recommend to your mom? With 30 years of experience and the best warranties, call today for a free estimate at 328-7529 or go to roofdoctorsco.com. And of course you're happy when you get a gift. You just want to be because even if it's not, doesn't excite you, we always, you know, kind of made sure the kids knew that, you know, you're always pleased and happy and appreciative no matter what.
That's right.
Because sometimes kids at a certain age may go, oh.
Right.
You know, and you don't want to do that
with
grandparents or aunts and uncles.
And for Aiden, he gets duplicate Matchbox cars sometimes.
So he'll know that, but you're trying to tell him don't say that in front
of
him. Okay. That's fair.
It's funny with the hundreds of Matchbox cars we have that he knows exactly what he has.
I bet he does. When you have a collection, you're pretty darn excited about that collection. Anyway, you want to chime in on this one, 359-2255. We'll check your sports headlines coming up.
Hey, just ask your delivery guy, or the guy who built your delivery guy's house, or the guy who laid the highway for the guy who built your delivery guy's house. Ford Commercial Vehicles can handle the job. During commercial vehicle season, save on Transit, Transit Connect, E-Series, Super Duty, and Medium Duty trucks. Ford Trucks and Vans. Year after year, America's best-selling line of commercial vehicles because they're built Ford tough.
Claim based on IHS market calendar year 1985 through 2017. U.S. TIP registrations excluding registrations to individuals. See your dealer for details.
Quiet down. He's coming.
ho, ho, ho.
Christmas. It's a busy time of the year around the North Pole. There's tons of toy building, sled preparation, and checking of the lists. And that leaves very little time for Mrs. Claus and I to take care of our day-to-day business, like paying bills and keeping our finances in order. That's where the U of I Community Credit Union comes in.
Oh, yes, Santa. We earn points all year long with the Illini Visa Rewards Card.
Lots of points for our big January vacation.
Oh, Santa, I can't wait. And I love it because right now you can gift more and earn more. The more you shop, the bigger the reward.
Happy holidays from the U of I Community Credit Union. Learn more about how you can gift more and earn more, and how new cardholders can earn 50,000 bonus points in the first 90 days at uofi.creditunion.org. And happy holidays from the U of I Community Credit Union.
U of I Community Credit Union, for campus and community.
ServPro of Champaign is proud to announce the purchase of Piatt and DeWitt counties. David and Susan McGuire took ownership of the new territory in September. Cities being served include Clinton, Bemet, Monticello, and Mahomet. The McGuires are excited to expand the ServPro brand, a leader in the restoration industry, across Piatt and DeWitt counties. The McGuires opened up their first ServPro in 1990 in the Champaign area. Within a few short years, additional franchises have opened to serve Vermilion, Edgar, Clark, Moultrie, and Douglas counties. ServPro of Champaign looks forward to serving the new communities as they move into 2019.
When pros go to the Home Depot, they want to get what they need quickly and get back to the job. That's why pros count on the Home Depot's free in-store pickup. Online orders ready in as little as 2 hours to grab the moment they arrive. That saves time. Pro Extra members save even more with exclusive offers and benefits. Time-saving free in-store pickup, extra benefits, and exclusive offers for Pro Extra members. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
When servicing your vehicle, Midas covers you with ASC certified technicians, installing the right parts at a competitive price. Owner and manager Dave Peters' crew has the skill to save you time and money on repairs. Quality service is standard at your Urbana Midas store, ensuring your satisfaction. Get an oil change, engine and transmission work, brake service, tires and alignment, batteries, and of course, mufflers and exhaust. See Midas for manufacturer's scheduled maintenance for all makes. Service, it's spelled M-I-D-A-S. They're on West University Urbana. I'll look back on this volleyball season and say this has been so much fun, but yeah, this morning we're pretty disappointed.
It's true. The season has concluded. Our Illini 32-4. Nebraska ended up going on 29-6. They'll be playing Stanford tomorrow night at 8 in
Indianapolis. Stanford will beat them for sure.
Well, they sure whomped on BYU in 3 sets.
Well, Stanford's just, I think they're a different level. We would have struggled with them. Stanford's just great. Kevin Hambly, I believe, is going to win his first national championship.
Over 17,000 fans yesterday. Lots of orange in the crowd.
Yeah.
In that NCAA national semifinal, it was 22-25, 16-25, 25-23, 25-20, and 15-11. And, wow. Jacqueline Quaid had a great game with her 28 kills as a career high for her. We've got the Bears and Packers on Sunday. Last night, L.A. Chargers over the Chiefs 29-28. Orlando beat the Bulls 97-91. NHL action tonight. Colorado at St. Louis, and Winnipeg is at Chicago to face the Blackhawks.
We're going to be really good at volleyball again next year. We have a lot of returning stars, including Jacqueline Quaid, will be a senior next year, but they'll obviously Jordan Poulter is huge. Allie Bastianelli is huge. Those are big ladies to replace, particularly Jordan, the quarterback. So you got to develop another quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
But Chris Thomas, I think, is an outstanding coach.
Yeah.
And, this guy, great run, excellent volleyball. We're going to be a top five team next year, I think.
Welcome back. 1 o'clock at Huff Hall on
Sunday. Yeah, great.
It's time for You're Out and About with a Visit Champaign County. Maybe a good weekend to see a show in downtown Urbana. What's playing at the Station Theater, Carrie?
Well, you can take a break from the holidays this weekend with an amazing performance of Mamma Mia at the Station Theater. You can sing to all of those classic ABBA songs on this fun story of a young bride who's learning about her father.
All right, if you take a trip out to the Parkland College campus, you can see a show there, too.
That's right. They have two seasonal shows running this weekend. Kids will love Santa's Secret Star on Saturday night to help them track where to look for Santa's sleigh on Christmas Eve, while Season of Light showcases holiday traditions from all around the world.
And an event you want to take note of at the Virginia Theater that'll get you in the Christmas spirit.
That's right. You can catch the holiday classic How the Grinch Stole Christmas at the Virginia on Sunday afternoon. You can get your picture with Santa while you're there, listen to some caroling, and enjoy some delicious hot chocolate.
All right. For details on these three events or anything else happening this weekend, Terry, where can our listeners go?
Visit champagnecounty.org.
At AutoZone, helping you get more done is what we do best. And our free AutoZone Fix Finder service can help you do something about that check engine light. If your light is on, the Fix Finder can help you find the likely cause for free, helping you save time and money down the road. And right now, we got great low prices on Lucas Complete Fuel Treatment at only $4.99 and Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer at only $10.99. Visit any of our 5,500 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Attention, Illini Nation. Game Day Spirit is running a special offer now through Christmas Eve. At either Game Day Spirit store in Campus Town or on South Neal, spend $150 on regular priced items and get a $25 gift card with your purchase. That's right. If you spend $150 at Game Day Spirit, you get a $25 gift card for free. This offer ends on December 24th, so even if you're a last-minute shopper, you won't miss out on this great deal. Get your gear at Game Day. Happy holidays and go Illini.
For free.
That's right. Five for free at Rosati's Pizza on South Gregory in Champaign. This holiday season, buy $25 in gift certificates and get five for free at Rosati's. Use throughout the new year for lunch or dinner, pizza, pasta, salad, sandwiches, wings, and more. Spend $25 in gift certificates and get five for free. Rosati's Pizza, 701 South Gregory in Urbana. Online at myrosati's.com or call 217-328-2334.
On the first Christmas, baby Jesus was born in a stable because God loves each of us. This Christmas, how can we show God we love him too? Jesus said we can show our love for God by loving our neighbor. Let's make God happy this Christmas.
This is Jim Manley. All year long, Empty Tomb Inc. helps church people show their love for God through practical works done in Jesus' name. Clothes, food, furniture, and financial help are shared at our local neighbors' points of need. In addition, research and mission match encourage churches to help our neighbors globally too. Your gift to Empty Tomb Now will help people in our local area at their points of need all through the new year. Please send your check to Empty Tomb in Champaign, Illinois, or go to emptytomb.org to donate. Thank you.
Merry Christmas, baby Jesus.
And Merry Christmas to you, too.
All right, 8:52, Jeremy Warner Show coming up. Stand by. Illinois plays tomorrow basketball, the women and the men. The men first at 1, I think women right after
East
that.
East Tennessee State.
Is that one ticket gets all?
Yeah.
Because the women, I think, are free.
That's right. SIUE is who the women will face around 6 o'clock.
Now, the women's schedule, I mean, we are 7-2. So, I mean, it's a pretty good record. Guys have had, I thought, one of the hardest record, one of the hardest schedules I can ever remember in November, December. I mean, it's been brutal. It just hasn't been a... Easy one, and hopefully we'll win tomorrow. But I think tomorrow's game could be pretty competitive. East Tennessee State's pretty good. And then don't we go to, isn't it Missouri? And they're not very good, but that's Missouri. It's that border war thing. Is that the next one up after
that? That is, on the 22nd.
So what's the date? Today's 14.
We got these big breaks in between for the guys.
Yeah, I don't get, I guess finals
and
stuff.
Once every week.
Yeah, I don't know. Finals or whatever.
And then on the 29th, so... It's basically a Saturdays through December kind of schedule.
So nothing midweek, and then I'm sure it picks up in January.
Yeah.
So there's going to be a bunch of games coming up. And we'll see. I think this is a basketball team, just from my point of view, a fan. I think our record's not going to be very good, but I think we'll be a bad team to play late in the season, if that makes any sense. Because it's just going to be hard.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of good teams in the Big Ten, and nobody's going to feel sorry for us. You just got to grind it out and try and win as many as you can.
Thanks again to Don for texting in. People forget that the purpose that we give is to give. I want the recipient to be blessed by my gift. If they have one already, the blessing is it saves the recipient to have to pay for another gift.
So Don's fine with regifting because it saved them money. It's okay. Well, because we were talking about if you get something and you have something, you give it away. And half the problem is you can't remember where you got it.
Right.
And then you give it back to your best friend. Dang it. So that's not cool.
No.
All right. Maybe you put a little sticky note on where and that way you kind of know the circle. And then somebody else suggested you just take it into Goodwill or Salvation Army or something.
Uh-huh.
Okay, we're done. We'll be back another week next week, beginning Monday.
Enjoy the weekend.
Thank you, Diane Ducey. I am Stevie J. Jeremy Warner Show is coming up. All the sports you need and all the information is next. Thank you for listening. We really appreciate you. Know you're there. It's a busy season. We'll talk on Monday. This is ESPN 93.5. I'm Stevie J. Have a blessed weekend.
Fly into the holiday season with Cardinals Ticket Packs. Bye.